Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I know. Just one more day. That's all we need. One more day to fully recover. But here we are. Yep, let's make the best of it. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:09, and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Go Gators! How about those Gator girls going to the College World Series again? This will be their 13th appearance. Love it. Yep, Bulldogs are tough, but Gators, we're tougher. So we've got that going on. And we've also got a wildfire in the area. This is like 225, County Road 225. Alachua County, not too far from Bradford County. They had La Crosse Fire Rescue, Alachua County Fire Rescue, Department of Forestry all working on this. And this might not be the only wildfire because it is getting incredibly dry and hot. And so these things could pop up at any time. If you see something, say something. We're not doing controlled burns at this time. So if there's fire, it needs to be addressed. All right. What else is going on here? Oh, Scott Pelley, 60 Minutes. Yeah. He spoke.
Yeah.
At a commencement speech.
Uh-oh.
And this is kind of interesting. So he's at Wake Forest, commencement speech. These young people are getting ready to get out into the world and hopefully make a positive difference. Well, Scott Pelley decided he was going to do like an angry, unhinged, you know, well, mm-hmm. kind of your typical
right.
yeah. left of center kind of speech. And he said, America is in a state of peril right now. Okay. Right. Your country needs you. The country has given you so much, is calling you. The class of 2025, et cetera, et cetera. They need you. This morning, our sacred rule of law is under attack. Journalism is under attack. Universities are under attack. Freedom of speech under attack. And this is all apparently coming from the Trump administration.
What?
Huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now that's what he's doing. He's blaming Trump for all of this. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. He said, the fear to speak in America. The fear to speak of America. This has to do with Abraham Lincoln. It also has to do with my internet staying on page.
Okay.
He says, this morning, our sacred rule of law is under attack. Journalism is under attack. Universities are under attack. Freedom of speech, all these things. The fear to speak in America. If our government is, in Lincoln's phrase, of the people, by the people, for the people, then why are we afraid to speak? So here he's giving his rant of foolishness to a bunch of young people that you would think they would want something uplifting and positive. But no. He's got Trump derangement syndrome, so he's got to make everything ugly and bad. Who's afraid to speak up? Aren't you standing in front of a college right now, speaking your mind?
Doesn't seem. Did he seem afraid or concerned for his life, or that he was going to be disappeared or anything like that?
No, no. Okay. He seemed a little angry. Other than that, no.
Okay.
Now he did get a few applause here and there, kind of scattered applause, yeah. But for the most part, social media was not real happy with him. In fact, they were kind of baffled by his dread-filled rhetoric, they called it, what was supposed to be a celebratory event. The self-important sermonizing propagandist is what passes for a legacy media journalist. Another called the liberal-leaning correspondent's speech a national disgrace. Yep.
Wow.
So he's saying all these, these terrible things are happening, but they're not. Where are these people coming up with this kind of stuff? I mean, you see it on social media, but none of it's fact-based. It just, this is what we're dealing with.
Wow.
Right now. Yeah. U.S. President Donald Trump is firefighting the Ukraine war, he said in comments where he expressed his anger toward the actions of Russian President Vladimir Putin for undermining peace talks with rocket attacks on Ukrainian citizens. He said Putin's apparent mission to capture the whole of Ukraine will lead to the downfall of Russia. President Trump has warned this while also cautioning Zelensky to consider keeping his own counsel more often, noting his outbursts have developed the habit of causing problems for Ukraine.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, problems.
Yeah, they've got their share of problems.
President Trump spoke with evident anger, if not even disgust, as he returned to the White House from the West Point Military Academy on Sunday evening after being prompted for an update on the Ukraine war. He said on the airfield tarmac, "Yeah, I'll give you an update. I'm not happy with what Putin's doing. He's killing a lot of people."
Yeah.
Yep. He said, appearing to imply that Putin had perhaps suffered some sort of mental break. He said, "I don't know what the hell happened to Putin. Something happened to this guy, and I don't like it." He said in a statement later on, he's gone absolutely crazy. Of the recent missile attacks on these Ukrainian cities, "I don't like it at all, okay? We're in the middle of talking, and he's shooting rockets into Kyiv and other cities. I don't like it at all. I'm surprised. I'm very surprised. And we'll see what we're going to do."
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, he's surprised by it. That really, I wonder what is going on.
Well, you probably shouldn't be doing that in the middle of, transferring prisoners. And
is there a possibility that there could be some rogue operators?
Well, the Russians are saying it's in their response to something that Kyiv had done, so that's their response.
Okay. All right, where's all the happy people? You got Scott Pelley out there. He's not happy.
No.
President Trump's not happy. He has a reason to not be happy, but
Putin's probably not happy, and I doubt Zelensky is.
I guess we're the last happy people, Greg. It's up to us.
Don't worry. Be happy.
It is up to us.
Okay.
And Florence Recycling, because they sponsor Trash Talking Tuesday. Go Gators. Oh, and Alex Palou wins the Indy 500. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, mystery-seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. It is 6:21, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Duck Dynasty, Phil Robertson, has passed away at the age of 79. He had been suffering and really fighting the battle with Alzheimer's now for a while, and but he has passed. And thank you for the love and prayers. So many whose lives have been impacted by his life, saved by grace, by his bold faith, and by his desire to tell everyone who would listen the good news of Jesus. That was his daughter-in-law, Corey Robertson, posted on Facebook yesterday. We know so many of you love him and have been impacted by his life. We're having a private service for now, but we'll share details soon about a public celebration of his life. So, yeah, 79 years old, and wasn't afraid to give his opinion.
No, not about anything. He was up front, took a lot of flack for it, but he didn't really care.
Reverend Franklin Graham gave a heartfelt tribute to Phil Robertson. In a social media post, Graham asked people to pray for the Robertson family and voiced his appreciation for how their father, husband, and grandfather lived out his faith in God. So, yep. He will be missed.
Yep.
He was him and Terry Bradshaw.
Uh-huh.
They were buddies. In fact, Phil was, wasn't he the starter at one time?
They kept Terry sitting on the bench a bit, from what I heard some stories from. Terry's got some great stories. If you do a little search, you'll find him on YouTube
quack.
And such.
Yep, so. Quack. Quack, quack.
Why are you?
Phil heard the call of the ducks.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, basically.
He could have, you know, they say he was good enough.
He wanted to go duck hunting. He's like, yeah, football. I like football, but I love duck hunting.
I think it did okay for him.
I think it worked out.
And he got beat up a whole lot less.
And it worked out for Terry Bradshaw, too.
That's true. See? That's true.
It's a good way to look at it. It's almost like, you know, the Lord's in charge or something.
Wow, what a concept.
I know, it's crazy.
That's crazy.
Crazy. Volunteers in Tampa, Florida, come together to honor their fellow Americans by cleaning up a local cemetery for Memorial Day. I like that.
That's nice.
Memorial Park Cemetery, located on East Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, neglected until recently. Several organizations plan to keep it nice and tidy. City leaders had prepared to buy it until someone else did. Therefore, officials bought it from the new owner. And a few weeks ago, volunteers cleaned up the headstones and on Sunday placed almost 500 American flags in preparation for Memorial Day, when the nation remembers those who gave their lives for our freedom. Social media post Monday, White House said Memorial Day is sacred, before stating that the nation will never forget the sacrifices made for freedom. So I like it. Volunteers coming together, making a difference, doing something beautiful, and remembering what the holiday was all about those who gave their absolute all fighting for our freedoms. And it is hopefully very much appreciated. I know it is by Greg. I know it is by me and most of the people I know. Hey, some of the kids are going to have to go back to school for a few days anyway. Yep. Alachua County, June 3rd is the last day of school. Bradford County, May 28th. So what do they got, one more day? All right, behave. For that last day. Clay County, May 30th, last day. Columbia, they're out. They're already singing Alice Cooper songs.
Or at least one in particular.
Yeah. And let's see. Gilchrist County, May 30th, last day of school. And Levy County, May 30th, last day of school. Marion County, May 29th, last day of school. May 30th for Putnam. June 3rd for Sumter. I said it before, they hate the kids in Sumter County, apparently.
Make them go to school longer.
My God,
that's
why cool. Would you do that to kids?
I don't know.
All right. Yeah, so Trump's not real, he's not real happy with Putin right now. Hopefully things will move along and develop in a more positive way than they seem to have been recently. And Doge, hard at work. Social Security has removed from its rolls
12.3 million individuals listed as 120 years or older.
Now, I think that gets a little maybe controversial, because some would say, well, it doesn't mean that many people were getting checks, is what they would say and have said. And then some say, well, just because they're in the system doesn't, you know, they're getting anything out of it. So how much of that is fraud? I don't know that we really know. But the point is, why are they still on the list? If that's all, even if that's all it was.
Yeah, I think it was a rerun or something that Laura Ingraham had taped in advance. Mm-hmm. She ran it yesterday, and she was on with Scott Besson, and one of the young men working on the DOGE stuff voluntarily, you know, yeah, highly successful in his own right and really giving back to his country. But he just said, you know, like in the IRS, I mean, they have an incredible amount of money to do an incredible amount of work, but instead they like have these they have a lot of contractor work done,
right?
And he said, we found the contracts, we couldn't tell what they went to, we cut them off, and nobody said anything.
that's a scary thought.
Yeah,
like just money going somewhere.
Yeah,
wow,
it is crazy. So the discrepancies in the Social Security figures and the alarming ages of some of the individuals listed have garnered national attention over the last several months. As a result, in March, DOGE began to update the American people on the massive cleanup begun by Social Security. March 18th update, DOGE says Social Security had marked 3.2 million Social Security number holders aged 120 or older as deceased, warning that there will still be more work to be done. A month later, April 24th, provided another update, stunning 11 million individuals listed age 120 plus. And in the most recent one, it looks like a total of 12.3 million individuals. Wow. Some complex cases remain, such as individuals with two different birth dates on file. Those will be investigated in a follow-up. Yeah. I mean, it's just bad record keeping, bookkeeping, fraud, waste.
All of the above.
Indeed.
Yeah.
It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The Bob Rose Show podcast is available wherever you normally get your podcast. We've got some fantastic guests lined up for tomorrow as well, like Congresswoman Kat Kamick. Tim Martin's going to have a major announcement, and you won't miss a minute of the show if you just click on subscribe when you download the podcast, and you will have all your bases covered, so to speak. What is Secretary Marco Rubio up to? I'll tell you next on 97.3 The Sky.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I want to work for the Democrats.
What?
Yeah, they have a lot more fun. They waste a lot of money. They have a good time. I mean, think about it.
Okay.
You could be fighting climate change by cruising around in private jets. I mean, dude, they got it going on.
I had thought about it that way.
Yeah.
So you could be a total hypocrite and get paid for it.
Indeed.
Wow, what a concept.
Good work if you can find it.
Yeah.
I mean, sell your soul.
Other than that, but... Yeah.
Good morning and welcome. It is 6:38. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's Tuesday. I knew it was Tuesday, but I even wrote down, like, making Mondays great, which is still true. It's just today's Tuesday already, which I'm not complaining about.
No, 4-day work week.
Yep.
I'm not sure you can get through it, but anyway.
I am going to hammer away at it, Greg.
All right.
Oh, yeah. No, look.
We have confidence.
I've been hard at work.
Yeah?
Yeah. A little side trip to St. Aug, a little, a little rest and relaxation.
That was work?
No, I'm saying other than that. I don't know what you call them. I call them crash bars. Some people go, don't call them crash bars.
That's what they're called.
Well, these are the bars that go and protect the bags in the back, not the front.
Right.
Highway bar, crash bar, whatever.
Yeah.
I put them on.
Yeah.
Waiting for... I don't hear...
By yourself?
Oh.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And I got to tell you, it...
Did they look okay?
Yeah.
They stay on?
Yeah, sturdy.
Wow.
I did a good job, actually, I have to say.
No damage, nothing scratched, nothing...
Nope.
Wow. That's good.
No, I... Yeah, pretty proud of myself.
Yeah, it should be.
But I did get these... These lights that are like... They go under the bag lids in the back. And they're LED. And, they're nice and thin.
Yeah, I've seen them.
And it can go along with the turn signal or brake light or both.
Uh-huh.
And the only problem was when I got to the where you plug them in,
right?
Because they're supposed to be plug and play.
They're not going to
be splicing no wires, man. It ain't 1979.
Uh-uh.
I'm not working on my Torino with my 8-track,
right?
I ain't splicing any wires. So
comes time to plug it in.
Yeah,
but
and look, it didn't. I don't think it took an electrical engineering degree to realize these two pieces do not fit each other. Not even close.
Wow.
So I ordered something that's supposedly...
An adapter kind of thing?
Yeah. Okay. Adapter for the adapter of the adapted.
Uh-huh.
We'll see. Hopefully I won't light the whole bike on fire. That's the goal.
That's insured.
It's just... It's a game that's played, apparently, with the parts, and you can't get good information.
Uh-huh.
But I'm hanging in there.
Well, good. Progress.
And I noticed while I was working on the bike that... I probably should declutter the garage a little bit. And it's on me. I am...
It happens.
I love organization. I am too lazy to stay organized. It does take a certain sense of discipline.
Oh, yeah. Sure it does.
And I'm not... I'm the one... I'm done, and the tools are laying there.
Yeah, I get it.
And Betsy goes, are you done? Are you done with these? Are you done with these? Yes, dear.
Point well made.
Yes, dear.
Uh-huh.
So I was reading, like, how to get organized. And I stumbled upon this. It's the poopy rule.
The poopy rule?
The poopy rule.
This has nothing to do with Joe Biden.
Not that I have seen so far.
All right. What you got?
Apparently, when you're decluttering, part of it is you must part with some of your stuff that's creating said clutter.
Yes.
And so you say, well, if this had... feces on it, if it had doo-doo on it, would I take the time to clean it or would I just throw it away?
I have never heard of this rule.
It's called the poop rule.
See, Jen's is like, does this item bring you joy?
Right, you hold it up to your heart and all that.
Well, whatever, I don't want to get that dramatic, but it's like,
Well, that's what the lady on TV does, who invented that whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Supposedly.
All right. But this one is a little more dramatic and maybe a little more, you might throw more things away.
A foul-sounding but weirdly freeing decluttering method is taking over social media. People swearing it's the bomb. Dubbed the poop rule.
Wow.
The poop rule is simple. While decluttering, ask yourself, if something was covered in stuff, would I still keep it? And it's a fun, whatever fun is, gag reflex is fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
No nonsense way to keep what really adds value to your life. Like, would you be willing to really like clean that up? You'd be like, no, throw that away.
That,
it starts to make sense, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's not that good. It's,
Yeah. And look, if you say, ooh, I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pooper scooper.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's probably not something you need to keep.
Now, could you ever do the one where they say, because I've got stuff in storage, and, in St. Louis, I had an attic, a garage, and a basement.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm a pack rat, so there was a lot of stuff. But could you do the whole rule where you put your stuff in a box, and you date it, if within 1 year of that date you have not opened the box, You do not open the box. You just throw it away.
That's insane. It's the silliest rule I ever heard of. Look, a lot of my clutter has to do with jackets.
Yes.
Not every winter is going to be long or extended or cold. But do I want to be unprepared if we have two mild winters in a row?
Right.
And then I'm not prepared for the storm of the century? Hell no. I'm going to be ready.
Well, let's take jackets off the table.
Just okay.
Other, see, I've got stuff from childhood. I've got stuff from, you know, 40 years of radio. Maybe it's T-shirts or little memorabilia or, you know, the gold record kind of thing. You know, those kind of things. Or maybe just stuff you had as a kid or a young adult. Could you do?
Can I part with a lot of that stuff? Yes, more so now than maybe 10, 20 years ago. Look, the stuff that you saved that for your kids, like their first little drawing or whatever.
Sure.
They don't want it.
No, they're gonna throw all this stuff away.
And it's been in storage. So you have to do what's called Swedish death cleaning.
Yeah.
And this is where you get rid of the things that you know your kids are not going to want. So if you died tomorrow and they'd have this pile of mess to go through, why don't you just go ahead and eliminate it now? And what's cool about it is if you know there's something that your kids really like or want, if you can, go ahead and give it to them now.
Yes.
That way you can enjoy the joy of giving and them enjoying it. Mm-hmm. And you've one less thing you got to worry about.
Because they've got a poopy rule. They're going to throw all your crap away.
It's called Swedish death cleaning, which...
I like it.
Swedish meatballs, I think, is much better.
I like Swedish cars.
Yorkie, let's go fishing on the fjord. I want some salmon spotting. Yeah, it's Tuesday.
It is.
And you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. Happy Tuesday. All right. I hope everybody really enjoyed a three-day weekend, and I hope that, well, I know that our listeners definitely know the reason for the season. Those who gave their all and died in service for our nation cannot be thanked enough, and the families involved. That's a real sacrifice. So it is definitely appreciated by the vast majority of Americans. And so, thank you. All right. Let's see, what is going on today? Well, one of the things I want to touch on, when I mentioned this earlier, I want to go work for the Democrats. They have fun. They ride around in nice planes and talk about climate change. I mean, what a great gig, right? The Democrats reportedly plan to spend $20 million as part of an elaborate plan to win back all the young men that President Donald Trump captured.
Ooh.
$20 million in the grand scheme of things doesn't seem like a lot. I wonder what they have in mind here. Let's see. Well, according to the New York Times, top Democrat donors have been huddling it up at luxury hotels since the 2024 election in an effort to turn the tide of young men. See, this is what I'm talking about, Greg.
Yeah.
They're huddling it up at luxury hotels. I can do that.
Sure
I can
you
huddle
could.
It up. Hut! Hut!
No, wait a minute. Whoa. They're huddling up in luxury hotels to try to get who?
Young men. That's how you relate to young men. You go, look, you don't make enough money to stay in a luxury hotel, but I do.
But they're targeting kind of like blue-collar kind of guys?
Well, yeah, the kind of guys that, well, they're not going to get taxed on their tips and they're not going to get taxed on their overtime if Trump gets his way.
Right. So you hang out at a luxury hotel to come up with a plan to get the po-folks.
Yeah.
Well, there's irony in that, isn't there?
Well, isn't there irony in everything they do and say? This
goodness.
Is just another case of that.
Yeah,
isn't that funny, though?
That is funny.
Trump says, here's what I'm doing for you. Uh-huh. And it's real, and it's money in your pocket.
Yeah.
The Democrats go, you know what? We need to powwow. Let's get together. See you down there at the Hyatt.
Eat some expensive food.
Call room service right now. I got to get my thinking cap going on here.
No,
that's how they work. Isn't that funny?
It is.
Democratic donors and strategists have been gathering at luxury hotels to discuss how to win back working class voters, commissioning new projects that can read like anthropology studies of people from faraway places. What? The Democrats reportedly coded the plan SAM, Speaking with American Men, a strategic plan. SAM.
Okay.
The prospectus for one new $20 million effort obtained by the Times aims to reverse the erosion of Democratic support among young men, especially online. It is codenamed SAM, promises to invest to study the syntax, language, and content that gains attention in and virility in these play in these spaces. So, wait a second. You're going to have a problem here because the Democrat Party, if they've done anything, they have, you know, attempted to destroy masculinity. Yes. And it's, you know, the feminization of males basically under their, under what they would like to do in terms of leadership. So now all of a sudden.
We need some masculine voters all of a sudden?
Yes.
Well, they've got them. But I didn't say they were dudes.
Oh, nice.
Just saying.
I just hope you're not picking on Michael. The plan even reportedly goes so far as to recommend that Democrats start buying advertisements in video games, among other things.
Wow.
Wow, these people are, it's true genius at work here, isn't it?
Well, is it genius or is it desperation or a little bit of both?
It's just absolutely, they really don't have a clue. But
no,
what are Democrats good at? Throwing a whole bunch of money at something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to solve the problem, but they feel like they're doing something.
Because you had to do something.
I mean, think about what they want to do. They want to study the syntax and the language. So what they're looking at is how do we sell the brand to these young men? How do we sell the brand?
Because you're so out of touch with them.
Well, the problem is the young men don't like your brand.
Good point.
They don't like it by calling it something different or saying, hey, you know, we're the tough guy blue jeans party. Sorry, you can say that.
Right.
But the cat's already out of the bag.
Yeah, they know what you did to Bud Light, so there's that. So.
Right, exactly. That's a great. That's a great point right there. They really don't have a clue. But they got $20 million they can throw away.
Must be nice.
The report follows the DNC moving to oust David Hogg. Oh, did you say you're looking for the masculine vote?
Well, that's a good start getting rid of him.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
The Democrat National Committee has taken steps toward removing gun control activist David Hogg, and the Credentials Committee voted 3-2 to void that election. And you see, that $20 million, if David Hogg had his way, he wanted to use that same pool of money to fund primary campaigns against incumbent Democrats that aren't wacky enough.
That did not go over well.
No, that's why they told him, see ya.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, because they had to do something.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't it their catchphrase? Well, we had to do something.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Not just theirs.
That's what they say.
Politicians.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Of both stripes, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. The yellow stripe down their back.
That's the group.
Yep.
It is 6:56 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got plenty of things we're going to get to, including L.A. Deputy Mayor did something that even a child would be ashamed of. Details on that coming up. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.